Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
All right, it's a big, busy week at Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, it's an unusual Thursday because we're on the road on Friday. So today we've got a pretty good lineup. We've got Chrissy Clark from The Federalist. We've got Dr. Douglas Howard, of course. And we'll also check in with Kayleigh McEnany and Governor Mike Huckabee in the green room. And up first, stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
That's Mick Mulvaney from earlier today. He kicked off the White House press conference as the Trump administration has kind of done in kind of new fashion. You know, you have different heads of different departments that sometimes come and do it. And I think this is a brilliant move on the president's part, because what it allowed the nation to do is to have all of the Adam Schiff talking points that now the media has absorbed and memorized and walked around like zombies repeating to themselves over the last number of weeks, to be able to ask someone that they refuse to call to the House chamber to question. And it's somebody that has a lot of information about what was going on, because he was in on the decision in terms of the aid that was withheld from Ukraine, Mick Mulvaney. And so he was able to just in rapid succession just put away one reporter after another when they asked these really idiotic questions. Governor Mike Huckabee, you heard just a little snippet of it there, but there was one questioner, I don't know what outlet she was reporting for, but she kept confusing the DNC and the investigation into the 2016 corruption with the 2020 election and the Democrats that are running for president now. She was conflating the two in her own question. Mulvaney had to one point just say, well, stop. Just stop talking. Let me explain it to you. I mean, we got more done today in, you know, first 5 minutes of the White House press conference than we've gotten in the last 3 weeks over on Capitol Hill.
Well, I think part of it is the media is generally confused, and part of it is they don't want to understand it. Because if they ever understood what this is about, they'd realize that the Democrats have been talking about impeachment since before the man was even sworn into office. This is a new movie they've got out. It's called Mission Impeachable. And instead of Tom Cruise, Adam Schiff is the star of the show. But when he lit the fuse, it blows up in his face. So it's just a ridiculous thing. And Mulvaney has been brilliant. I've been watching it for the last several minutes.
Yeah.
And he's been brilliant, just pushing back. And, of course, it's not just about the Ukraine thing. They're upset with where they're going to have the G7 meeting, because it's going to be at Doral.
Yeah.
I kind of like the fact that Mulvaney just says, that's where it's going to be. Like it or lump it. I don't care. Neither does the president.
Go eat rocks as far as we care.
Yeah. Just like, well, don't come. We don't care. But that's where it's going to be. And I find it sometimes, you know, cringeworthy, and at other times it's funny, and it's kind of refreshing to see a politician who just sticks it right back in their face and says, yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny, because I think that today's press corps in the White House are some of the least experienced question askers they've had in maybe my lifetime. I mean, that was always a very kind of coveted place for the news organization to get the assignment to cover the White House. And these kids, honestly, half of them or more look like they're under the age of 30. And I don't even know if they pass basic civics, Governor. It's the way they ask the questions and the amount of knowledge that they evidently portray when they're asking their questions is so minimal. It's like, how did you even get this assignment? Like, did no one else want to be the White House reporter for your organization?
Often the questions are asked not because they're seeking information, trying to inform their viewers or their readers, but it's all about trying to create a show, trying to have a YouTube moment.
Yeah.
My daughter has told me on many occasions that when they would do a press briefing, the whole personality of many of those reporters would change, and they would go from being pretty nice people, people with whom she worked on a very regular and congenial basis, to suddenly being combative, confrontational. As soon as the lights went off, and the cameras were shut down, they were back to being nice again, because they were all looking to be a star, to being on Rachel Maddow's show, to be able to talk about their moment where they really, you know, stood up there and made a point.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. It's one of the reasons the president shut the whole idea of a daily press briefing down, was because he said, all we're doing is, you know, we're putting a dish out there, putting some beef in it, and asking the dogs to come and devour everything they can get their mouths on. So, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment to modern journalism, at least in my opinion. I want to stay on impeachment for a second, Governor, because this morning I woke up to very lengthy and very in-depth articles, and I haven't had a chance to interact with Byron York or Molly Hemingway since reading their pieces. But they had some sort of version of the Volcker testimony that was done behind closed doors. Now, it's 10 hours, and anybody that sits through and reads a transcript that long, you know, God bless them. But in what they have published in their two columns today, they have essentially reported on information that completely obliterates any type of narrative that Adam Schiff tried to have. And I think you take Mulvaney's presser performance today, and you combine it with the Volcker testimony that's revealed in these two articles. I mean, the American people should be raising up going, okay, now get back to work, you sons of guns. You're not there to just waste time.
Well, I think the White House approach on this is exactly right. Rather than sort of cowering and doing the hunker down, they're standing up and punching back, and that's exactly what they need to do. I read the Byron York piece, as you did, and the one remarkable thing was it was very apparent that Adam Schiff, he would not take no for an answer. And no matter what answer he got, he kept trying his best. It was in a courtroom, that would have been badgering the witness, and a judge would have called him down and said, you've got to stop that, counselor. But he just wouldn't let it go. Look, I've said a long time, Adam Schiff and these Democrats are fishing in the Dead Sea, and they're not going to catch what they're looking for. But they keep throwing lines in the water and hoping that something is going to bite and they'll bring some fish up in the boat. Not going to happen.
Well, they don't even realize they're not swimming in normal water. So to hold through through to your illustration. Hey, get your thoughts on this sad story. And I didn't agree with him on much of anything. And I know that the president went after his hometown district in Baltimore. But the passing of Elijah Cummings, he was a civil rights icon. And I don't know if you had a personal relationship with him, Governor, but just your thoughts on the passing of Elijah Cummings.
Well, I did not know him personally. I never had dealings with him. You know, there were many times when he shined a real statesmanlike. There were other times when I thought he was playing the role of the partisan chairman of the committee. But Elijah Cummings was a man, and it was very evident, a man of real convictions and passion for not just civil rights, but for people. And I think the president's respect for him came through in the statement that the president gave.
Yeah.
You know, they had a rocky relationship at times, but there were other times when the president genuinely showed an appreciation and respect for Elijah Cummings. And his passing is truly a tragedy, not just for Democrats, but for the country. He had a very long and distinguished career. And I think everybody who talks about him today, who knew him well, speaks of him with great affection and appreciation.
I think that you're right. Okay, Governor, we've got you a day early, but you're still going to do your show this weekend. And even though we're going to be on the road tomorrow at Ventanas, the restaurant in Fort Lee, enjoying some Chef David Burke cooking while we're on the air, we will be thinking about your weekend show. What's coming up on Saturday night?
Well, Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee will be one of our guests, and we have the immortal, legendary, and one-of-a-kind Charlie Daniels. He'll not only be talking about his career and some of his very outspoken views, but he'll be doing a phenomenal song in tribute to our veterans. That if you have any love of country, any love of veterans, you're going to love this song.
I love Charlie Daniels, and he's a real patriot. So that sounds like something that you must not miss. Saturday night, 8 and 11, only on TBN. Replays Sunday night at the same times. Governor, always appreciate your time with us. Thank you for being here.
And don't overeat when you go to the restaurant.
All right. Yeah, and speaking of friends, we will be live from Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. David Burke will be with me, so join us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he is so appreciative of how you have made MyPillow into the most amazing company. He always wants to give you the very best discounts, and that's why if you go to the MyPillow.com right now and click on Radio Listener Specials, there's all kinds of things that you can get. But Mike is always ready to tell you about his buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. And that's what you should look for when you go. You buy one pillow, you're going to get another one free. It's his best-selling offer of all time. He loves to revive it. You can also pre-order Mike's book while you're there, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and get $10 off with the promo code and free shipping on your entire order. Just remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter the promo code when you call 800-506-2641. That's 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now, they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best-priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we continue on this Thursday edition. Lots to get to yet, including what I think is going to be a very interesting juxtaposition tonight in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's the area I grew up in, actually. It's my hometown. You may or may not know, if you're just turning on Kevin McCullough Radio, that there are these competing rallies. So the Trump team is down there at the American Airlines Center. In fact, we were invited to come broadcast from there today just because of my event at Ventanas tomorrow, just not able to get there. Beto O'Rourke, yeah, he's still in the race. I know people are surprised to hear his name still. But he actually is trying to rally support to have a counter demonstration. Kayleigh McEnany is on location. She was posting some of the signs. And Kayleigh, I really do think, I mean, the polling, like, I woke up this morning and saw the Gallup poll, 52% support removal. And then I get into the fine weeds of the poll, and it's like a 63% Democrat sample that they used. And you're like, okay, if you have to cheat that much to get a poll to say something, you really shouldn't even just like publish the poll. But all that aside, I still don't think polling is reliable at this stage, except to just give you a snapshot of one thing at one point in time. But I think something that is a big indicator is just how successful these rally turnouts are. And you're at every one of them. You're seeing it. But people were lined up 48 hours in advance of tonight's rally.
Yeah, they were lined up for quite a long ways. I took a video, put it on my Twitter, and it just goes on and on and on. It took a while to film the whole line of people camping out. I mean, it was more than 24 hours before the rally, and there they were. So, you know, Beto has high hopes for having a rally of a similar magnitude, but I think his hopes will be squandered because there is nothing that can quite compare to a Trump rally. Nothing in modern political history compares, and I don't think anything will. There's such enthusiasm around this president. You could see it. Just come out to the American Airlines Arena in Dallas.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. So some of his followers have started trolling me on Twitter, and one of them got into an argument yesterday saying, you know, he guarantees that Beto's rally is going to be bigger. And I went and looked up the place where he's at. It's like a little 6,000-seater. You guys are in the 20,000-seat arena, and then you're going to have tens of thousands more outside hearing it on speakers.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, look no further than Minnesota. We were in a blue state last week. 20,000 inside, 25,000 outside. I mean, that's an enormous crowd in a blue state, a state that President Trump narrowly lost, but it still went for Hillary Clinton. But judging by the rally turnout, I think they're going to be heading in a different election in 2020. So, you know, here in Dallas, this is a red state. This is a Trump state. Safe to say that this is going to be a packed house.
You know, there was one other thing I noticed about your footage with the people that were camping out early, and that was how neat the people were in terms of how they were using the sidewalk and very conscientious to not block the pathway. Like, it's really kind of incredible to see huge chunks of people get together and, like, the place is still in, like, really good shape when it's done. I remember when Occupy Wall Street was outside of our studios here in Lower Manhattan, and Zuccotti Park just got trashed. But Trump supporters seem to have a little bit of pride in keeping their area nice and tidy. And when they're done, it's still all nice and tidy.
Yeah, it's true. When I was at last week in Minnesota, you just saw this one little small area, probably, you know, 10 yards by 10 yards with like lawn chairs and the paraphernalia that was used to sleep overnight. But it was this one little space and everything else was clean. It was really amazing to see. Our rally goers tend to be very conscientious of that. And it is a much different scene than, for instance, what the protest was outside of Minnesota, where they were burning MAGA hats and spitting on Trump supporters and all kinds of despicable acts.
Yeah, and it's sad to see that the course of the dialogue has gotten that bad. Real quickly, let me jump to a couple of other things. Obviously, the situation in Turkey is not going as we would like it to go in terms of having a kind of a peaceful handover of that border. Kurt Schlichter and I got into a little bit of a disagreement on Twitter today because Britt Hume said that he wasn't saying that Syria would bring down the president, but he was saying that there's more criticism that's coming from bipartisan sources on Syria than there is, say, on the impeachment, which is just a totally ham-handed, one-sided thing. Did the vice president make it over there? Are they still engaged in talks? Do we know anything more about like where that process stands?
Well, not at the moment, but the vice president is there. Mike Pence, of course, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, they are there talking to Erdogan. It is in Erdogan's interest to back down. The president sent a rather scathing letter saying, don't be a fool. And he's exactly right. Don't be a fool here because we can level very heavy economic sanctions that would really hurt Turkey, if not paralyze it. So, you know, for Erdogan to not back down and to pursue this kind of aggression would be a very big mistake. This administration is taking a heavy-handed approach and making sure he backs down and that the Kurds are safe and that there's peace in the region. But at the same time, you know, as the president has said, you know, he made a promise not to be an endless war. And he made that promise in 2016 and has stayed true to it.
I absolutely believe that the base of Trump support is not bothered by this pullout. You know, it is interesting, Kaylee. There's a lot of hypocrisy on Capitol Hill because Maxine Waters and others were all in favor of Obama unilaterally announcing the pullout and basically giving ISIS a timeline to form itself and then to take the territory. And he pulled out 10,000 troops. We're talking about, you know, 50 troops pulling them back from one area. And the Democratic leadership in the House has gone nuts, but they supported their guy when he was doing it. Doesn't make sense.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the big irony, is that there were many innocent Syrians, many innocent people in the region who were killed during the Obama years. But you didn't see the same kind of outrage, as you noted, as you see now. And, you know, it is a very curious hypocrisy, and one that Buck Sexton pointed out, CIA, former CIA agent, you know, right. Where is the outrage? You know, you can't have politics and political affiliation devoted to when you'll be outraged about certain aspects of the war in Syria.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And tonight, the president will take the stage there in Dallas, and it will be, you know, another heavily big turnout event. We will see. I've taken the bet on Twitter with some of these trolls. We'll see who has the bigger rally. You know, Beto, I think he got like 50,000. I think he did get 50,000 at one campaign stop when he was running against Ted Cruz. But I think that when people found out why that happened, there was some backlash, because I think it was a Free Willie Nelson concert on the fairgrounds. And then he just happened to like jump up on stage and he was able to claim it was his rally or something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly right. It'll be a big turnout for President Trump. I can guarantee that.
Yeah. All right, Kaylee, good job. Thanks. Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough. It's tomorrow's the big day. That's why Kaylee's with us on Thursday today, because tomorrow we're at Ventanas Live. I hope you'll make plans to be with us. Coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he is so appreciative of how you have made MyPillow into the most amazing company. He always wants to give you the very best discounts, and that's why if you go to the MyPillow.com right now and click on Radio Listener Specials, there's all kinds of things that you can get. But Mike is always ready to tell you about his buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. And that's what you should look for when you go. You buy one pillow, you're going to get another one free. It's his best-selling offer of all time. He loves to revive it. You can also pre-order Mike's book while you're there, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and get $10 off with the promo code and free shipping on your entire order. Just remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter the promo code when you call 800-506-2641. That's 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code KMC.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And it's always fun to check in with my next guest, who basically kind of came the way of our microphone because Lady Kelsey Bowler had to take some time off to have her baby. She's going to be coming back. But Chrissy Clark has made an invaluable imprint on Kevin McCullough Radio and my weekend broadcast. So she's going to continue to be part of the lineup. But she rejoins us. And Chrissy covers for thefederalist.com the 2020 race amongst the Democrats right now. It is a busy week for her with a big debate. And then I guess, Chrissy, tonight, Beto is trying to throw down in Dallas and say, I'm going to have a bigger crowd than the Trump man. We just talked with Kayleigh McEnany from the Trump campaign about that. What's your over under odds on whether or not Beto is able to match the turnout for his rally tonight in a 6,500 seat auditorium when Trump has a 20,000 seat auditorium booked?
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting for him. I don't know if you saw the report yesterday that Mark Sanford officially announced his campaign and one person showed up. and I feel like that's what's going to happen to Beto tonight. If you're actually interested in following that closely, the Federalist Madeline Osborne is going to the event in Dallas where she now resides. So be sure to follow our Instagram and you can get like up-to-date information on all of that.
All right. Madeline Osborne from the Federalist. Is she on Twitter as well or only Instagram?
She is on Twitter as well, but she'll be posting to the Federalist Instagram. So be sure to follow.
Okay, be checking that out. Yeah, Chrissy also runs the social media for the Federalist. So she's a woman of many talents and very, very busy on a lot of different levels. Okay, Chrissy, so the debate happened this week, and I thought it was an utter snooze fest. I mean, there wasn't anything memorable or I thought even notable, really, from, you know, if you've already kind of understood the roles that all these guys are playing. But you see them every day on the trail. Talk to me about how the debate came off, in your opinion, and did anybody do themselves any good?
Yeah, so I actually got on your show last week and said that I thought Pete Buttigieg was currently kind of running for this vice presidential position.
Right.
And I think my predictions were just totally shattered when I watched that debate. I think Pete Buttigieg stood out as somebody that didn't want to be going down this Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders trail of progressivism, or I guess I should say extreme progressivism, because he's still a progressive. And so I think that was interesting because I no longer saw Pete as somebody running as vice president, but maybe an actual candidate that has potential to do something if he really wanted to. Amy Klobuchar came out swinging at Elizabeth Warren, and it just really to me seemed like the progressive candidates versus the moderate progressive candidates, and that's
right.
Really
the,
what I got from
the less candidate. The less weird and extreme versus the more weird and extreme. But you also had predicted that there were going to be more people in this debate than had been in the last one, and we did get to see Tulsi Gabbard back on that stage, and you got to see Tom Steyer. How did they do coming back into the equation?
Tulsi Gabbard, to me, didn't have as fiery of a night as I expected her to. She called out CNN and New York Times for poor political coverage of her, which, if you didn't watch the debate, it was hosted by CNN and the New York Times, which was pretty funny to watch. But I don't think that really does anything for her base, as her base is the one reading CNN and New York Times.
Right.
And then Tom Steyer was a snooze fest. It was so clear that he had never been on that stage before. He's looking directly in the camera. It kind of made you feel uncomfortable, like he was staring at you through the TV. He didn't have any pop-out moments, and he really had nothing to add to the conversation. So I just didn't enjoy his presence. I thought he was really unnecessary.
Yeah. All right. So you can get more of Chrissy's coverage in The Federalist as she's doing this day to day. And she's also filing other stories for The Federalist because it's a busy shop over there with some of their writers out. Chrissy, you're filing a story today that sounds extremely disturbing. Talk to me about what you just published.
Yeah, so it's really odd. So I ran a publication back at Michigan State where I went to college called The Morning Watch, and they just reported that there are
two drag queens that were hosted by the MSU Student Parent Resource Center. But it wasn't for students of MSU and their parents. It was for, like, young children and their parents to come and listen to drag queens read stories to them. And they told the drag queens told the story about Gilbert, this queer individual that was living in Kansas that didn't want to take a gun as he was enlisted in the military. And so he moved to San Francisco and put a gay flag in his window and felt like he was his sparkling, shiny self. It's a very odd story. It really just perpetuates the idea that guns are bad, middle America is bad. And this is what you keep hearing over and over again from the left. But to have drag queens perpetuate that to young children is just, it's past the point of college and campus insanity. This is like indoctrination of children.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. Pure propaganda. Anyway, all right. Check that out on The Federalist as well. Chrissy, always appreciate your input. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming up next, it's a check of wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard for this Thursday. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he is so appreciative of how you have made MyPillow into the most amazing company. He always wants to give you the very best discounts, and that's why if you go to the MyPillow.com right now and click on radio listener specials, there's all kinds of things that you can get. But Mike is always ready to tell you about his buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. And that's what you should look for when you go. You buy one pillow, you're going to get another one free. It's his best-selling offer of all time. He loves to revive it. You can also pre-order Mike's book while you're there, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and get $10 off with the promo code and free shipping on your entire order. Just remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter the promo code when you call 800-506-2641. That's 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now, they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code KMC. Everywhere I go, I change it up, always
on my road, I'm still New York. Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
That is proudly powered by fruits and veggies. In fact, I've had several people this week talk to me about how they were getting the, you know, seasonal bronchitis. One of my colleagues in the Salem Radio Network was saying how he's got a cold coming on. I'm like, dude, you got to double and triple team that thing with some fruits and veggies. You'll be back at it tomorrow. and he said he was going to give it a try. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, the originator of fruits and veggies, he doesn't say he created it. He gives that credit to the Almighty. But he did do the research to get the 31 fruits and veggies in the formula that I now take proudly every day for Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. And Dr. Howard, you were just telling me off air, one of the most interesting things, you know, I've known a few people that have had appendectomies. And when I was having some gallbladder issues this last year, I did some research on appendectomy and gallbladder and all this removal. And I've always thought, you know, it's weird to hear doctors tell you that, you don't need that. You know, you're fine living without this. You just found a new study that says what?
Yeah, well, you know, it's crazy because I've heard this. It's never made sense to me, even when I was in medical school. And they said, oh, yeah, you can just take that piece out. It's just a leftover from prehistoric evolution. You don't really need it. And even then, it never made sense. And then it started to come across how much lymph tissue is in there, how much it really is important to your immune system and all the work that it's doing. And now there's a study that was a record of over 62 million people. And they found that those who had an appendectomy increased their risk of Parkinson's disease by over 3 times, 300% increased risk of Parkinson's disease if you had your appendix out. Now, I don't want everybody to go crazy nuts. Oh, I've had mine out. I'm going to end up with Parkinson's disease. But what this does tell you is if you've had your appendix out, you need to be doing something more than you would have done to keep your immune system high. So yeah. That your brain doesn't get attacked by things that wouldn't have been attacked with before. And, you know, doctors might go, oh, this is malarkey, blah, blah, blah. No, this is absolute positive study proof in more than one country, actually. Denmark did it, United States did it, and Sweden had a study on it. It's clear proof. This is not even in questionable areas. And, you know, another thing with that, When you first came on, you were talking about colds and the time of season and everything. I do want people to understand, too, that boosting up your fruit and vegetable intake on your own, on your dinner plate, and with Balance of Nature fruits and veggies doesn't cure anything. It doesn't cure the common cold. In fact, it's common knowledge that most all of us are walking around with the same viruses and the same bacteria in and on us as the next person. It's just that is our immune system strong enough to fight it compared to the next person?
Huh.
And so the key is Balance of Nature. All it does is give your body the chemistry that it needs because we're all fantastic chemical laboratories. Every function in our body is a chemical process. Every single function, if you see something, you hear something, you smell something, you feel something, you taste, it's all a chemical process. And so all it does is give it all of the chemistry so the immune system can function at its highest possible, at its highest rate.
Level, yeah.
And so that, yeah, at its highest level, that's what I'm trying to say. And so what it does is it helps your body do what it's meant to do anyways. And I get every day, I get dozens and dozens of people that are talking to their health coach and they're telling them, I haven't had a cold for all this year. I haven't had an allergy this year. Or, I haven't had a cold or flu for 5 years. That one I hear probably at least 5 years. I hear that every day.
Yeah.
And again, we haven't cured the common cold. The virus is still there. It's just that
your body's fighting it off.
Your immune system. Exactly. And we're coming into that right now. We start eating lousy, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. I don't think I'm going to talk everybody into eating, not overeating and don't eat pie and all that. Sure, you're going to. So you're going to stress your system. So you want to increase the chemistry that's supposed to be in there fighting and doing its job in the meantime.
Right.
And that's what we do. And that's how this works even with Parkinson's and the appendix. We didn't see any link to that. And this takes me back to reminding people that you're responsible for your health. You are responsible, not your doctor, not me, not Kevin McCullough, that you have to take responsibility for your own health. And so when somebody recommends you do something, whether that's take a drug or have something cut out of your body, you need to think about it. And you need to really find out, talk to other people, find out what the risks are, what the benefits are versus the risks.
Yeah.
And it's your body. You've only got one of them.
Well, friends, this is one of the reasons why I love having Dr. Howard on the air, because not only have I personally benefited by Balance of Nature, but when these medical studies, and that's why we focus on wellness once a week, I want you to be up to speed on what's going on. But how many of us knew that the appendix was part of our immune system? We've been told for a time immemorial that it's just not a needed part, and yet it actually has a function. God created it to do certain things, and if you're without it, what Doc is saying is really important. You need to boost your immune system in other ways. And let me just tell you that they've got one of the best deals I've ever seen for Balance of Nature. 35% off your preferred order if you call today. They are not going to be able to keep this special around for a very long time, so you need to act quickly. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code that you hear on this show and this station. But you need to make sure that you do that as quickly as possible, and then have that Balance of Nature on hand. Doc, I loaded up with a few extra bottles. We've had a little bit of sniffles and sneezes in the house. We're trying to knock them out, you know, as we're able to here. And I don't worry as much about getting around the kids when they're sick. Like I just don't catch things anymore. It's a real miracle in many respects. And I haven't had my bronchitis in nearly 5 years.
Yeah, and I know, because when I first started talking to you, you got it every year, at least.
Every time the weather changed.
And I remember telling you, you know, what's your most important asset? Kevin, it's your voice. You got to take care of it.
That's right. That's right.
It's not your face. Oh, no, I didn't say that.
All right. Well, speaking of Halloween creatures, Doc, we appreciate you being with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
No, I got to cover that. I can't leave that with that, Kevin. I'm total joking. I'm told all the time I have a radio face.
Well, if I look as good as you at that point of life, then I'm going to be very, very happy. But always appreciate the input, Doc, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. Kevin McCullough coming up. My final thought next.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a corrective lens restriction on my driver's license for years and years, meaning that I have to drive with glasses. So my birthday came up and my license was going to expire on my birthday. So I went to the DMV, you know, to get that renewed, and I passed the eye exam without glasses. And the lady, she's just looking at me going, how does that even work? She goes, you ace the whole thing. And I said, well, I started taking these supplements, and I started explaining it to her. And you know, I tell everybody about it. It's been a huge blessing for me, for sure. I'll be on this stuff for the rest of my life. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me, your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best-priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
All right, that was Vice President Pence a little bit earlier this afternoon, and it was breaking news at the time. It's gone into effect, and it's working. The president sending the vice president, the secretary of state to Turkey to try to address the ongoing violence there. And, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, the House voted against the president yesterday in a pretty big statement. I saw a lot of Twitter fighting over the last week or so about the violence here. If somebody tells you that they've got an easy solution for what should have happened here, they're lying to you. Turkey is our ally, and they're being led by a really bad guy right now in Erdogan. The Kurds were our allies and helped us defeat ISIS, but they want to do some pretty bad things to the Turks. Syria doesn't really have much use for Turkey or for the Kurds, but they're right now going to, you know, come to the Kurds' aid. The point being, you've got all of these different, you know, components that are having to be balanced. And I thought that the administration did well. We'll see where it goes in the next couple of days. But that's my thought on that tonight. Now, tomorrow, I'm so looking forward to this. Chef David Burke is going to be with us live. We're doing 2 full hours, 3 to 5 p.m. On AM 570, The Mission, FM 102.3, and AM 970, The Answer. Back to back, David Burke will be with us at the Dining Out Dialogues at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. If you're coming over the George Washington Bridge, the Modern are those 2 huge skyscraping apartment buildings right there in Fort Lee when you get off the George Washington Bridge. And the beautiful restaurant Ventanas is right in between those two. Come join us. Starts at 3 o'clock, and we will have stuff going all the way until 10 p.m. There will be a paired talent as a paired dinner that the chef will be authoring himself. There will be hors d'oeuvres passed at 5 p.m. and lots of your friends from Kevin McCullough Radio and AM 970 The Answer and everything that we do here at Salem Radio, along with Dining Out Magazine. It's going to be the food event of the fall so far, and I'm hoping that you will come and enjoy it with us. Okay, Ventanas at Fort Lee. You can look them up online on Instagram. It's Ventanas at the Modern, and then just come make plans to be with us from 3 until 10 p.m. tomorrow at the next edition of Dining Out Dialogues. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you then.